Unit 10, page 95. Listening. Exercises 7 and 8.
Hi, Jackie. Imagine meeting you here. Where are you off to?
Hey, Lucas. The gym at the shopping mall. I'm going to work out for an hour or two.
What? Running on the treadmill and stuff?
That's right. I love it. Put the headphones on and run. Then some weights. I feel much better afterwards, so I go to the gym every week. Come on, Lucas. Walk with me a bit.
Okay, sure. You know, I tried a gym a while ago. Very expensive, to be honest. And I didn't really enjoy it. I just don't like exercise much.
That's okay. There are so many things you can do to keep in shape. What we're doing now, for example.
Walking?
Absolutely. You should walk as much as you can and sometimes walk pretty fast. It's really good exercise. It's good for your heart, your legs, everything.
Okay, let's walk a little faster.
Let's. But if I remember right, you like dancing too.
I love it.
There you go. Great for keeping fit.
And it's so much fun.
Right. It's a great combination, doing something you really, really love and working out at the same time.
I guess so. I'd never thought of that. Oh, here we are at the shopping mall. I'll come in with you, okay?
Sure. The gym's on the second floor. Hey, Lucas, no! Don't do that.
What?
Don't take the escalator. Walk up the stairs. More exercise. And actually, it's quicker. Come on, it's only 2 floors.
Well, actually, Jackie, I think I'm going to have a coffee and a piece of cake on this floor.
Well, then definitely use the stairs. But if you do order cake, eat it sitting down. Don't eat and walk. That's one of the worst things people do.
Why?
Well, I read somewhere that if you eat and walk at the same time, the food doesn't do you so much good. And so you feel hungry again before very long.
Oh? And actually, it's nicer to eat sitting down, isn't it? But hey, Jackie, before you go, give me one tip, one simple thing to do to keep in shape.
Okay. Every day, at least 2 or 3 times, do the invisible chair.
Huh?
Start by using a wall. Put your back against the wall and slide down a bit. Imagine you're sitting on a chair and the wall is the back of the chair. Hold the position for 2 minutes, if you can. And when you get better at it, do the invisible chair without a wall.
What's so good about doing that?
Well, it makes your legs stronger and it helps your back muscles too.
Well, I'll think about it. Have fun at the gym. Bye.